Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the attack is an example of the country's failed immigration policies. He says the U.S. should adopt a merit-based immigration system instead of the diversity lottery and what he calls chain migration for family members.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
KCBS News Time, 4:32.
Almost immediately following President Trump's announcement that he was pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, French President Emmanuel Macron set up a grant aimed at, quote, making our planet great again. Today, the 18 winners of the special contest were announced. Many of those awardees are from the U.S. We're going to talk more about the program. We are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ethan Elkind. He's director of the climate program at UC Berkeley. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Tell us what you know about making our planet great again.
Sure. Well, it's a direct response, as you mentioned, to President Trump taking the United States out of the Paris Climate Accords. And with Nicaragua joining since then, we are now the only nation on Earth that is not a party to the Paris Climate Agreement. Although I will point out that it won't take effect until 3 years from now. So technically, we're still in the agreement. But in response to the U.S. now being this in this outlier status, the French government wants to fill the void and provide research dollars to climate scientists. And it's very timely because, unfortunately, one of the things that we've seen with the Trump administration is that they have been not spending money on research. They have been holding back dollars, not just for environmental enforcement, but also for research. They have been scrubbing the mention of climate change from some of the websites that the federal government has. So France is really stepping in to fill the void, and they've got a lot of Americans now, American scientists, who have gotten these grants and are now going to be moving to France to do research that we'd really rather see here in the United States to keep our competitive advantage.
Are the winners of these grants folks that you would have anticipated would pick up and leave, move to Paris and do this work?
Well, a number of them have indicated that they are willing to relocate and are excited to go to France. And, it's hard to blame them. France is a great country. But at the same time, we would rather have that research done here. And as I said, it gives us a competitive advantage. When we have that science done here in the United States, not only can it help us better forecast what the climate impacts are likely to be as the planet warms, but it also can lead to important breakthroughs and other research clean technology that helps develop and incubate new American businesses, too. So it's an economic loss as well as a real prestige loss for the United States.
Do you know some folks who got these grants?
I don't. I don't work on the science side. I work on the law and policy side. So we focus on the solutions to climate change, including those business solutions. And many of them do come out of these scientific breakthroughs that climate scientists and other researchers get and they stumble on, often with federal dollars to help. I will say that California is trying to step in the void a bit. We have dollars from our cap and trade program here in the state, and some of those dollars are going to be going to research as well. So states like California are trying to step into that federal void.
But folks who work in the research industry, scientists and whatnot, are often at the whim of funders, whether it's a government agency or others. Is that especially true when we're talking about climate science?
Yeah, it's definitely true. I mean, there's this this sort of myth out there that climate scientists are in it for the money, and there's this sort of conspiracy theory around climate science. But the reality is that these are tough jobs, and there's not a whole lot of research dollars available, and it's not like climate scientists are lining their pockets here. So, every dollar does matter. We have private foundations that are stepping in for some of this research, but, our universities are a real pride and joy in this country around scientific advancement, and the federal government has been a big supporter of research programs in the United States. And so this is something that we'd rather see continue. But, at the very least, from a global perspective, it's good to see countries like France stepping in to help out, because this work needs to be done, whether it's done here in the United States or in other countries.
Ethan Elkind, thanks so much. Director of the Climate Program at UC Berkeley.
KCBS News Time, 4:36. We'll take a quick break and come back with your traffic and weather next.
And now, Super Money with Jason Brooks.